This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, there's a gazillion ways you can get involved in the conversation, in the process, in making things better. Seriously. So I appreciate, you know, and I appreciate the nice emails now that you send. That's always good. I appreciate the time you spend commenting on it, but I would more appreciate if you hop up to the website, and notice I said hop. Hop up to the website and you can buy a coffee mug, you can buy my book. There's a gazillion things that you can do up there that I very much would appreciate. You know, you put a few. What was it? What they were called? Drachmas in my pocket there, right?
Support the show.
Yeah, that too. Okay. Anyway, ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. All the things you've been taught, you've been pushed to hate, to be afraid of, to whatever, and you don't have to be. You really don't. I tell you everything in the book. If you're on the right, I give you all the ammunition you need to push back on the left. And if you're on the left, well, if you got the guts to read it, you might find that some of your preconceived notions of what we're all about is all wrong. I've had people on the left say, you know, I hated it. I got it to hate you even more. And after I read it, I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, actually, we do that. So it's always, you know, it's always exciting to hear somebody come out of their muddled state, if you would. And if you give me your email address up on the website, then what I can do is every week I send out an email, let you know who's going to be on the show, what we're doing, that kind of stuff, what we're talking about, and you can decide what nights to listen. Wouldn't that be cool? All right. I talk about this lunacy all the time. You guys make fun of me, but here's the reality. It has come true. The loons, not only are they running the asylum, but they're telling you how your kids should be run. And they're scaring kids. Penn State has decided to shut down its outing club because they've decided that going outdoors is much too risky for students. Yeah, go ahead. I want you to smack yourself in the head 5, 6, or 7 times on this one. Right? The club is almost 100 years old. And it's called the Outing Club after school administrators deemed to, they shut down the group because they just deemed the group just too risky. You know, you go out, you go hiking, you go backpacking, you go kayaking, you might rip a fingernail, it would just be bad, bad stuff. According to Reason Magazine and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Penn State undertook a risk assessment of all its student clubs And it deemed the outing club and the outdoor recreation in general simply too dangerous. Well, maybe, I wonder how they feel about like a virtual outdoor club. Maybe they could sit in there, you know, in the classroom and put those virtual goggles on, and we could, depending on where they're at, you know, we could throw water in front of a, you know, if they're whitewater rafting, we could throw like ice cold water in front of a fan and have it hit them in the face. And that might be dangerous too, because if a water pebble hits them too hard in the face, they might get hurt. I don't know. We'll have to talk to Risk Assessment about that. How did we make it? I mean, how did the boneheads of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even early 80s make it with some of the stuff that we did? You know, I was joking with somebody the other day, and I said, hey, do you know what they used for a pad under my monkey bars when I was a kid? Anybody? That's right. Tar. That was my pad. That's why I'm like I am today. Anyway, you get my drift, right? I mean, I remember the first set of swings in the playground. Some of you weenie heads, you had sand, right? Well, we didn't have sand because cats would take a turd in it. We, you know what we had under our swing sets? You got it right again. Cement. That's what we had. And by the time I saw sand come into the picture, I think I might have been a little bit too big, a little too old to be on them. Although you're never really too old to swing, right? So, Penn State says the outdoor club is just way too dangerous. Oh, my God. The caving club and the Nittany Scuba Club were also disbanded over similar concerns. Yeah, can't do scuba diving. That's just terrible. Who decided that these were bad? I mean, look what we're doing here. We're not allowing people to go out and get an adverse situation. I mean, first of all, 98% of the time, you're going to be looking at the beauty of the situation. You know, underwater, scuba diving, you know, outdoors in the sun and God's green. Maybe that's it. They don't want you on God's green grass or something. I don't know. Right? But you look at this stuff. And what are they really afraid of? Out of every 1,000 kids or young people that go out on a hike, how many get hurt really bad? The Risk Assessment Group says that when they assessed the risk, when they want to manage the risk, they deem that these type of activities, right, are above the university's threshold of acceptable risk for student organizations. I'd like to know what that is. You know what? They're going to can the rowing class, right? The rowing club, or maybe even, well, heck, they should ban all political clubs because they've gotten really dangerous, have they not? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. More of this lunacy after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits so hard. Make me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We have, okay, it's not earth-shattering stuff, but we do have a spark of light coming through the end of the tunnel, and I do mean a small spark. The in California here, and I'll get back to the story in a minute, but in California here, we're seeing just a wave of cities and towns and what have you pushing back on the sanctuary state law. Now, you know this is making the Sacramento freaktoids crazy. So I can only see what law they come up with next. No, seriously. What law are they going to come up with to try to beat down these cities, come after these cities? You know, the state will probably have no problem coming after the cities and wanting to sue them and put financial pain on them. However, when the federal government does it to the state, it's unheard of. It's terrible. It's nasty. It's disgusting. It's just a second set of rules, guys. And you're seeing it. Now that Trump's president, there's a lot of things he's not allowing. You're seeing it even more and more, aren't you? I mean, seriously, you're seeing it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can also give me your email address. I want your email address. The reason I want it is because I send out an email every week. I let you know who's going to be in the shows and the stuff we're going to be chit-chatting about. You know how that goes? This crazy stuff. Like Pennsylvania State saying the outing club, the hiking club, like pretty much the biking club. Any club that takes you outside into the fresh air is dangerous. The caving club, the scuba club. All of those, the risk assessment department said, it's just too much for us to take on. Student safety is our primary focus. How many kids have they lost? How many students have they lost whose lives, limbs, whatever? I'd like to see the report. Are we going to get out in front of it? Because it just might happen, right? But it seems the problem with the outing club was that it occasionally enjoyed the outdoors. And some students hiked, and some biked, and some canoed. The problem was, not that they were biking. You ready? Now this one, if you got liquid in your mouth, you better swallow now. The problem wasn't because they hiked, or biked, or canoed. The problem was that they hiked, biked, and canoed past the reach of a cell tower. Come on, let that sink in. If you're going outdoors, you're going on the river, you're going wherever you're going, why do you care about a cell tower? I know now, we always have to be in contact in whatever, right? Because, you know, God forbid something happens. You know, I am sure that when you're going down the river, 9.5 out of 10 times, when that thing flips over and you hit a few rocks, the phone will still be working, it'll still be dry, it'll still be in your pocket, you'll still be able to get it, right? I'm just saying. I don't even know that to be true. I don't know. Look, I don't do those things. Not because I don't like them, I just don't do them. If I went biking, I'd make it about 250 feet, and that would be it for the day. So I would be safe. I'd still be in line with the antenna. But according to the college, the fact that they can't reach a cell tower is what puts them at risk.
Adults?
Isn't that...
Aren't they adults?
They are adults.
Just
so... That's the risk, is that we won't be able to get to a cell tower. Well, God bless America, right? The club itself was shocked by the decision, right? They said that they hadn't heard of any injuries sustained in a club outing in recent years. Alumni who contacted the local magazine in writing the piece noted that while the outing club was disbanded, team rugby, one of the school's most dangerous sports, is still on the list of available extracurricular activities. The archery club, the boxing club, alpine ski racing club, and the rifle club. I'm surprised they missed the rifle club. The Penn State outing club and Penn State administrations are in ongoing negotiations about how the club will move forward. Penn administration says that staff members from campus recreation, the risk management group, and student activities have met, and they're trying to figure out what to do. Let's get a satellite phone, all right? That makes you feel better, get a satellite phone. But this is just hilarious. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. You know, I kind of take joy in this. I know. It's not the right thing to do. My wife's going to throw something at me. I just know it. Right? But you heard about the whole... I don't know if you heard about this. Amy Schumer. She had a movie that just came out. And the movie was, I Feel Pretty. Maybe on the outside. There's no way she is pretty on the inside. She is one nasty person. Now, notice I didn't say woman. Because, you know, I'd have all the feminists all over me, like white on rice, right? But she's officially earned the unenviable Hollywood moniker of box office poison. She's now had a string of failures. Right? I Feel Pretty bombed this weekend. It came in third place with $16.2 million. They probably paid her half of that. Now, the film performed a little bit above projections of about $15 million. The ticket sales were just terrible. I mean, just terrible. Now, when you think about what it cost them, not just what it cost them to make a film, it's what it cost them to make it, you know, distribute it, put it out there. Let's see, how long before it comes out in DVD, because that's the real teller of whether they feel like this thing is going to go anywhere. Right? And if you look at most budgets and how they do these things, this movie's dead. It's over. Right? Now, according to the writer over at the Daily Wire, he says that he's created this dead-on-arrival status for many films. This one just happens to be the most recent. But she's got a bunch of films that were dead-on-arrival. After rising to the top with her, what was it, the Comedy Central sketch, Inside Amy Schumer, the comedian kicked off a promising career. And, you know, she had a lot of vulgar sexual innuendo. Well, they weren't even innuendo. They were actually, she just put them out there. I can't even watch her stuff. You know, usually I can get through a few nasty lines or nasty words or whatever. I just kind of block them out and wait till they hit the funny stuff. I couldn't even get that far with her. Once she went into it, it was over. Now, the comedian kicked off a promising career on the silver screen with her 2015 train wreck movie. It made $30 million the first weekend and made $140 million globally. But now, maybe because of her attachment, she's done. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
To your host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, I mean, I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the process. I want you to see what it takes to make this happen. The arguments you need to have, the pushback you need to have. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier as the days go on. I just find it so interesting that so many on the left want to simply, you know, illegal immigration. There's no illegal human. Well, nobody ever said there was. Right? No, I mean, you tell people, you use these terms that we don't use. You use these terms that don't mean nobody get any sense whatsoever. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. A lot going on up there. You know, I'm being a little distracted because, like I said, there's a half a dozen, I don't want to call them rallies, but the city hall meeting's going on all across the state tonight. And there are people that we're promoting, we're pushing, we're supporting and getting behind. Right? We're pushing these people to go out there and fight for us. And guess what they're doing? They're fighting for us. And they're winning. So you need to support these people. You need to support these people. You need to, you just need to be on their side. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Okay, let's have some fun. Jim Comey, you know, the guy that they love to hate for a while there. The Democrats love this guy, right? Well, they do now. They didn't always love this guy. When you think about this, and you think about how during the election cycle of 2016, they wanted this guy gone. Right? The Deb, he should be fired. He should be this. He should, I mean, they came unglued on this man. And all of a sudden, he's like God's gift to them. And he doesn't really see how bad he's actually making them look. Take a listen. Take a listen to how these Dems were back when they thought Comey wasn't on their side. Tell me it's not driven by politics, right? Okay, well, that didn't work. You know how it works better? When you unmute it, that's how it works better. Okay, here we go.
Democrats have been very critical of James Comey, and many of us did call for his resignation.
Well, I was appalled by what Director Comey did.
Comey acted in an outrageous way.
He made a mistake. Maybe he's not in the right job.
Howard Dean, former Democratic candidate for president, says, quote, he may have destroyed the credibility of the FBI forever.
This was a very serious error in judgment.
The president ought to fire Comey immediately, and he ought to initiate an investigation.
What he did was unprecedented and outrageous, damaged the institution of law enforcement in this country.
Now, this can't be right. Right? I mean, this is from CNN, and we know how truthful they are. So, this can't be right, though. Because these same people, these same Democrats, love this guy now. So I don't know. I mean, I don't get it. Maybe I'm not hearing this right. Let's keep playing it. Maybe I just don't get it.
The lowest moment in the history of the FBI.
I found it hard to believe that Comey, who I thought had some degree of integrity, would do this.
All I can tell you is the FBI director has no credibility.
That's it.
Oh, and you know who that was. See, the really weird thing about this, I didn't have to tell you guys who any of these people were. You've heard them so often. We know how crazy they are that we knew who they were. Right? Now, you think about that. You think about how they felt about Comey, what they think should have been done with him or to him. Okay, that's too good just to let it go like that. Hold on.
Press been very critical of James Comey, and many of us did call.
This is Senator Chris Murphy out of Connecticut. Right? They want him gone. He's terrible. Nasty man. Not a man of integrity. Maybe he went to an integrity class, and that's why he's okay now.
Did call for his resignation.
Oh, they called for his resignation? Comey? Their patron saint?
I was appalled by what Director Comey...
Chuck Schumer was appalled. You know, if Chuck's appalled, well, maybe it was a good thing.
He did.
Comey acted in an outrageous way.
Yeah, that's right, an outrageous way. Does he ever come as here? That's Sanders. How could you not know who that is? Bernie? Sounds like an old guy that's just smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day for his whole life.
He made a mistake. Maybe he's not in the right job.
You know what? What is it with her? He made a mistake. He lied. They can't use that word. Maybe Democrats, hardcore left Democrats, can't use that word. That was Pelosi. He made a mistake. He misspoke, maybe. You should have heard us talking about trying to explain the crumbs thing. What I meant by the crumbs, you know, the whole crumb thing, that crumb comment, and, you know, crumbs, so it has to do with the money. No kidding, really? Any of you have little grandchildren, right, and they're trying to tell you something, and they tell you the same thing like 15 times before they actually get to the meat of the story, you know, that's her. That's her. She can't get to the meat of the story.
Howard Dean, former Democratic candidate for president, says, quote, he may have destroyed the credibility of the FBI forever.
Whoa, whoa, who, what? Howard Dean? The well-revered, almost a god that was Stephanopoulos? A good friend of the Clintons. And definitely the guy that will carry any water for the Democrats. And here he is, beating up Comey on his show. And he's using Howard Dean to back it up. I want you to see the pile that's building here. They're looking to lock this guy up for life at this point.
This was a very serious error in judgment.
Adam Schiff. You know, he's got his pulse on everything wrong, but
the president or to fire Comey immediately, and he ought to initiate an investigation.
What he did was unprecedented and outrageous, damaged the institution of law enforcement in this country.
The lowest moment in the history of the FBI.
Tim Kaine, who almost became your vice president. Well, if the Dems had their way, yeah. But I mean, here's a guy who told you that if you didn't come on board with his way of thinking about God, they were going to pass laws to make it happen. But he said Comey and what he represented was probably the lowest point or the lowest moment for the FBI. Wow.
In the history of the FBI,
I found it hard to believe that Comey, who I thought had some degree of integrity, would do this.
Schumer says he has no integrity. But this is the guy they're holding on a pedestal right now. This is the guy that is the poster child for telling the truth and for the FBI and for law enforcement. I get it, but I can't wrap it around my mind. It's almost impossible. My mind will not take that much lunacy all at one time.
All I can tell you is the FBI director.
All I can tell you is my last name is Waters, and how do you like my hair?
That has no credibility.
That's it.
I like that one. That's it. God bless her. You know, seriously. These are high-ranking Democrats that are saying this. They want him gone. I mean, they want this guy drawn and quartered, not just gone. So all of a sudden, he writes a book. He's on their side. Well, he appears to be on their side. And it's just amazing. Right? Comey said under oath that he never leaked. Right? He said under oath that he never posed as an anonymous source to leak information to the press, but then he said that he gave the information over to one of his friends in the press. Well, which is it? I guess it depends whether he took the red pill or the blue pill that morning. I don't know. Leaking the memo to the press. Don't get me started. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and just being part of it, just being part of the process, you know? And I do appreciate the time that, you know, I get a kick out of some of the stuff that people send to me. And, you know, here in California, we have the two top vote getters rule. And what it basically means is it doesn't matter what party you're from, the two top vote getters are the ones that move from the primary to the general election. And I love all my friends, my heart, God bless my hardcore right-wing friends. And they say, hey, we got a chance. We got a real chance. This guy Cox is catching catching Villaraigosa, or who I lovingly refer to as Villaraigu. There is no way. We've got two Republicans running. Somebody needs to sit them down in a room and say, look, we shouldn't be spending all this money. If we really want to take the governorship, you two need to either do one of two things. You flip a coin, the winner comes out as the only person we have running for office, or you put on the boxing gloves, you know, or muskets at 20 paces. I don't know. Whatever you use, whatever you do, however you make it happen. We need to stop this craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Was I doing Schumer peeps when we... Really? Wow. I have to end on that ugly note? No, don't send me an email. I wasn't talking about her. I'm talking about the movies. Although she's not my type either. Anyway, she... I guess she... What?
You had already moved on. You were playing a video.
I turned on the video?
You were playing an audio of all the rundown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not this one. We did her. I can't do her anymore. It's just disgusting.
I thought you meant Chuck.
Anyway, it was the Comey thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? We need a note board here to tell me what I left and what I'm coming back at. Seriously. Anyhow, but I got plenty of stories, so it really doesn't matter. I'm not going to run out. With the stuff going on, I will never run out of stories around here. And what you guys send me is even better. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know the even better part about all this, the thing I love about a lot of this, this even gets better. You know Jim Acosta, that guy from CNN who can't seem to get it right? He comes in the room ready for the attack. And I don't mean to be attacked. He's ready to attack. He is looking for something to rip up the president. I love these guys. They come into the room looking to rip up the president. And you know, and it's always the race. You know, I loved it last time, Sarah Sanders was walking out of the room. And they're yelling at her. Sarah, is the president a racist? Yes, and he beats his wife, too. I mean, what do they expect for an answer? I think that's too... Hey, we caught her off guard. We asked her as she was walking out of the room, so she answered the question. They're idiots. How do they get these jobs? The White House Press Secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she swatted away little CNN, the little gnat known as Jim Acosta. Right? Because he's throwing out the race-baiting questions again. Acosta was already on his second question. He's like, can I ask you about the tweet that the president put out last week? I love her response, though. He tweeted a lot over the weekend. I mean, can you be any more general, you idiot? Right? I mean, the guy tweets quite often. So I think you'd have to, a good journalist would know to get to the point, get there quickly before you get, as she did, swatted out of the way. Anyway, He said he tweeted a lot over the weekend, but last week he was talking about sanctuary cities in California, saying there was a revolution going on in California. Some of these sanctuary areas want out of this ridiculous crime-infested and breeding concept. We haven't had a chance to ask you about that tweet. Well, that's because, Jim, nobody cared. Nobody but you is looking to turn that into a race situation. When he used the word breeding, Sarah, was he making a derogatory term about Latinos in California? Because, you know, only Latinos in California breed. He continued to breed a lot, or maybe he meant that they're prone to breeding. Right? I mean, which one of you would have got down off the podium and just pulled a hair out of his nose? Seriously. She took less than 10 seconds to look at him and go, no, he's talking about the problem itself growing and getting bigger. Next. And what I love is when they start trying to ask another question right away, when they start to build on that, she just blows them off. I think that's wonderful. Right? I love it. I think it's great. And I think they should do. I think they should do it more. But and her response to him, it doesn't get much better than that. Anyway, remember the Fresno State professori who thought that she couldn't be fired, you know, for the nasty stuff that she was saying. Remember her? Yeah. So this was a woman that bragged on social media that she couldn't be fired because she's tenured. Well, guess what? She got a harsh reality check from Fresno State's chief, academic officer, the CAO. I didn't even know they had one of these. During the press conference, the one that was held to address the Professor Randar Jara's offensive tweets, the office said that Dr. Lynette Zelenzi said that the tenured employees are not exempt from firing. This is the reality check we're talking about. The technical question you're asking me is, does tenure mean that you technically cannot be fired? The answer to that is no. Clarifying her answer, Zelensky said that you can be fired. There are certain professors that we have to certain processes we have to follow. And we have and there's certainly situations where a tenured faculty person can be fired. I mean, this is coming at this school hard and fast. They have donors, right? They have people that have been giving and want to give to the school. Now, right now, the professor is currently on leave from Fresno State, and she's actually had to add a line to her Twitter account that says, "This is my private account and represents my own opinions." In other words, she got spanked. The Washington Post added that her future interactions with students may be in question. See, you got to speak up. You've got to let the board of, in this case, I think it's the board of directors, the board of supervisors, the board of trustees, whatever they're called. You have to let them know what's going on. You have to get into that trustee room. You have to make them uncomfortable to ignore this stuff. I mean it sincerely. Right? And by the way, just to irritate, I'm just pounding through these stories because I love them so much. You know, this whole thing, this mantra that the left has, that the right's always wrong, always bad, the NRA broke a 15-year fundraising record. Now think about that, with the majority of donations coming from small donors. So it wasn't like, the Koch brothers stepped in to save their butts. The National Rifle Association broke a 15-year fundraising record in March with a total of $2.4 million being donated to the organization. Now, according to the Miami Herald, the donations to the National Rifle Association's Political Victory Fund were made from March 1st to March 31st, the first full month after the tragic majority Stoneham Douglas High School shooting. The majority of donations, $1.9 million, were raised by people who gave less than $200. Now, March fundraising amount is $1.5 million, more than what was raised in March 2017, and more than what was raised and more than it raised in February. According to Miami Herald, $2.4 million is the most the NRA's political victory fund raised in a single month since June of 2003. See, it's really funny. This young person, David Hogg, at the March of Our Lives, he says, let's put the USA over the NRA. See, they got this mantra going on, and most of you guys listening already know this. It's not that, look, they're blaming it on the NRA. They're blaming it on the gun laws. They're blaming it on the gun manufacturers. They don't do the same thing with cars. They don't do the same thing with vans. And when you look at the difference in the murders, the killings, and the damage that can be done, they're being fed a line. They're being fed a line, a lot of people falling for. I heard a governor today, a Republican conservative governor, fall in line with some of these crazy and outrageous claims for guns. I'm not having any part of it. Hey, I'm Joe Bastien, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend. When we come back, we're going to talk about the West Virginia GOP Senate primary. We're really surprising the Dems on this one. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.